This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. Always great to catch up with Baldy. So that's at 7:20. But right now it's time for the Junkie Sports Pitch. Get the latest and what happened in the sports world last night.
Well, last night and tonight. Thursday night football, 49ers and Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Kind of gave you the line there. The updated line is 3.5. And
are you getting any of your injured guys back? Or
I think Hufanga is going to be out. So obviously, McCaffrey's out. I'd have to look at the updated injury report, which I'm going to do right now. But 49ers 2-3. Obviously, the Seahawks that started off 3-0. And they looked terrible last week, losing to the Giants. The Niners have won 5 straight over Seattle. The Niners definitely need McCaffrey back. Who knows when he's going to be back? Certainly not going to be tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But if Seattle or if San Francisco loses, they're 2-4. And if you look at the rest of their schedule, it ain't that easy, man. Here the next. Let's go 5 weeks for San Francisco.
All right.
Okay, obviously tonight, right? Then they got to play the Chiefs at home. Okay, now it's a home game, but still, it's Kansas City, it's Mahomes. Then they got to play Dallas at home.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got to go to Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, across the country. Then they play Seattle again at home. Then they go to Green Bay. Then they go to Buffalo.
That is a brutal stretch.
So you lose tonight, you're 2-4. You still have the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Bucks, the Seahawks again, the Packers and the Bills both on the road on your schedule.
Well, sounds like a kind of a must-win situation.
I mean, Drabby, I don't know what you're thinking about. I don't know what Seattle's, I'd pull it up, their next 5 or 6 weeks, but it doesn't get any more brutal than that.
I mean,
for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Our layup was on Sunday, and we fumbled it. And this is probably where it all goes downhill. So we started out 3-0. We'll be 3-3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think you're going to lose?
Well, I mean, last 5 years, Niners have been our daddy. So,
they
last 3 years or whatever it's been.
Yeah, they've won 5 straight. Any serious injuries for Seattle that you know of?
Yeah, Reek Woolen is out. Murphy, our first-round draft pick, is out. So we're limited again on defense.
Well, I mean, right, it's going to be a big Ayuk night if Woolen's out.
Well, I mean, the Giants made us look like silly out there, so
and
I'm sure
the
Niners
Giants
will be fine.
Without their top player,
yeah.
League neighbors missed the game, and they still won.
So San Francisco is going to have at least one DB out, Jair Brown, who's a third-round pick out of Penn State. I think he's going to be out. I don't think Hufanga is going to play. I could be wrong on that, but he was hurt last week. And, obviously Jake Moody, the kicker, they signed a kid named Matthew Wright. I'm not sure who that is. I'm not sure if he's ever even kicked in the NFL. But doesn't look like Moody's going to be there.
Travis, maybe this is the Seahawks spot to take advantage of the Niners. No Christian McCaffrey. Their kicker's banged up.
And I believe we're wearing our beautiful royal blue throwbacks tonight.
Those are going to look good on TV. Those are going to pop.
Popping like that look. 4K on Amazon.
That's right.
I do. 4K is so silly. It's amazing.
I don't think I have a 4K. I don't know if my TV is 4K capable. I've had it for a few years.
Probably not. It's probably not.
It's probably like a half K or 1K.
There's almost nothing in 4K, but once in a while there is.
I see
is.
Ads for 4K. It's like, where's all this 4K technology?
And a lot of times it's compressed. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if we're still seeing legit 4K.
Yeah, I don't even know.
But the enhanced resolution is crazy. And now, kind of the standard was 85, 86 inches, kind of where you could top off at like your main sort of affordable, go to Costco, get a TV. Now they're selling 98 inches.
Oh,
for like an affordable
$1,500,
$2,000.
Like it.
Might be time to upgrade, Case.
Might be time to go and break out the Costco card.
Yeah, you think my wife would be happy when I take the 85-incher from the basement and put it in our bedroom upstairs?
You'll be happy. She probably won't, but you will.
I never watch TV in my bedroom, though.
The question is, who's going to put it up there?
My wife and I watch a lot of TV in the bedroom.
You do?
Yeah. That's probably where we watch the most.
Who's going to carry the 85-incher up the stairs?
It's a great question. A few people.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass, believe me.
So the Niners signed this kid, Matthew Wright. All right, he's 28. He's going to replace Jake Moody, who hurt his ankle last week. We already talked about that, the issues they had with the kicking. He's on his fifth team.
All right.
Okay. He's been in the league since 2019. He started out with the Steelers.
All right, so he's been around.
Practice squad. Then he was with the Tampa Bay Vipers. They went back to the Steelers. Lions, Jags, Chiefs, Panthers, Niners, Falcons, Patriots, Panthers, Steelers, and now back to the Niners.
Man, that guy's been on. He's been an NFL vagabond.
He is. He's only 28 years old.
And he's been in other leagues.
He's been in other leagues.
Aside from the NFL.
So,
from the sound of it.
If it comes down to kicking, you can't like your chances with a kid who hasn't been a regular kicker and has been with about 100 teams. So, that's a big one. All right, baseball last night. Four games started at 3 o'clock. You had 3, 5, 7, and 9. Tigers were the first game. They shut out the Guardians. They are now up 2-1. They win 3-0. Tigers are an unbelievable story because they were kind of selling off before the deadline, and now they're a game away from the ALCS. There's a couple interesting things to talk about these games last night. I'll get to it in a second. The Mets, a Francisco Lindor Grand Slam, wins it, beats the Phillies 4-1. So they are in the NLCS first time since 2015.
It's another turnaround.
Yeah, they were 11 games under 500 at one point.
Right.
But to end the regular season, I think they won 18 of the last 28 or 29.
What's been hot for them? Their bats or their pitching or both?
Both.
Really?
But certainly the bats. I mean, Lindor has been, he's had a great year. And he hit just a huge grand slam to right center yesterday. So the Phillies are out. The Mets are awaiting the Dodgers-Padres winner. They're going to go to a game five. Dodgers shut out the Padres 8-0. This is what's interesting about this game. See, the Dodgers' starting rotation's in shambles because of all the injuries. So they went bullpen. They started a guy who's an opener. He's 37 years old. They used 8 pitchers. They're the second team to throw a shutout in the postseason ever when their starting pitcher records 4 outs or fewer. The other team played on the same day, the Tigers. So yesterday, the Tigers and the Dodgers shut out their opponents in the postseason when their starting pitcher has had less than 4 outs.
Crazy. New school thinking.
Man,
well, maybe the Dodgers do it again in game 5.
Man,
I'm looking at the potential
Dodgers,
matchup.
Dodgers in game 5, they're going to have their legit pitchers back. Yeah,
because I see Yu Darvish for the Padres against undecided.
Well, it's because it's either going to be Yamamoto or Flaherty.
Gotcha.
So they're going to have they have a day off, then they travel obviously back to LA, play tomorrow night for game 5.
Is it too late for us to trade Corbin, Cakes?
I think
it's over, right?
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could use him as an opener.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Get you 3 outs.
So think about that, Drabby. You've got 2 teams winning playoff games in shutouts when they used a total of 14 pitchers. I almost just want to fall over in my chair. They used 14 pitchers, those two teams, shut out the other teams, and are,
it's news
we'll
is
what
clearly
happens.
Rocking your world.
I know it doesn't affect baseball Cakes. It affects baseball Bish.
Baseball Cakes did see last night that Bob Costas was just getting raked over the coals.
Why? For his call?
For just he was just botching routine calls.
He called the Yankees Royals game.
Yeah.
He did botch. I just watched a little bit. He did botch a hit. There was a bloop. And he didn't understand that the second baseman had caught it.
Yeah.
Line drive, base hit to center field.
Yeah.
It was smothered out there. I don't know if it was caught.
It was caught.
Oh, my gosh. What a play.
It was a kind of standard play. He just You know what? He's lost his fastball.
Then, of course, there were all of the memes of him when he had a raging case of pink eye that were just making the rounds.
Are you in
night.
On this? Everyone is sick and tired of Bob Costas still in the MLB playoffs.
Yeah.
It actually, I was playing some of it for Drab this morning.
Uh-huh.
He sounds like a robot. It's honestly, it sounds like AI Bob Costas.
Really?
Here, yeah, listen to some more.
How old is he now?
72.
Oh, wow.
Almost imperceptible. Stanton hits one well in the gap at left center field, and that's going to get down. Soto heading for third and being waved home. The peg to the plate is late. It's an RBI double for Stanton, who pumps his fist as he arrives at second base, and the Yanks jump in front, 1-0.
I think that was game three.
Hold on, it's just a lack of enthusiasm
there.
That wasn't
horrible.
You know what? The audio isn't great because that was game three, you said?
I think that was game three.
I don't understand what the beef was with that.
Hold on, so that was last night.
I think it's the lack of enthusiasm. People want him a little more pumped up because it's a big hit.
To me, that sounds like a mix issue. Like,
yeah.
It sounds like he's in another room or calling it from a bedroom or something.
There's a problem with the audio with, what was that on, FS1?
You can barely hear the crowd.
Yeah.
They need our engineer. Who's our engineer?
Jack
Roger?
Hicks?
No.
Jack Hicks.
Jack Hicks.
Yeah.
This was game two. This is the Stanton double play.
Okay.
Hit to short. Whip. Gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can, and it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit. Couldn't beat it out at the other end. Turns into a double play.
Mm.
I don't understand the problem there.
You don't think it sounds funky? Like,
I think it's just the crowd noise and whatever their issue, whatever the network issue is with the pumping in the crowd. Because last night, that first play you call with Stanton doubling. Now, it is in Kansas City. All right, so you're not going to get a ton of crowd noise. I mean, it's an opposing team. But it didn't seem like there was a lot of people there cheering. So I don't know if it was so much Costas as it was just the crowd. I mean, Costas obviously has lost his fastball. He's 72.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's not going to have the same energy, but I don't know.
If his last name was Cahill, Drab would have had him pushing heavy-ass bunk beds up his stairs.
That is true.
Building it for his kids.
In three more years.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Wait three more years.
Yes. Hey, are we not a little excited that the Phillies got knocked out? The little arrogant Phillies, they lose again.
Because of Harper and
Bryce is still ringless. Yeah. Brings a little glee.
It's fine.
I would love to see Bryce never win.
You would?
I mean, yeah.
I don't hold a grudge against Bryce Harper anymore. Like, do people still carry that around?
Yeah, but I'm not rooting for him. Certainly not. I mean, I'm not a Mets fan, but...
Right. Do you think Bryce Harper's a bad guy?
No, I don't think he's a bad guy. I just don't like rooting for him.
Right.
He's
not your guy.
Yeah, I mean...
Kind of a villain.
He'll always be... Like, I'm not staying up thinking about him, but I like seeing them lose.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the Phillies fans are always arrogant. They assembled this team, a bunch of Bryce Harper's friends.
They did.
And they lose year after year after year.
Who were his buddies that they brought over?
They were...
Trey and Schwarber and... They lost in the World Series, then the NLDS, and now the wild card. Next year, they'll be out in June.
I'll tell you what, just watching them, they're at bats. They were so undisciplined. They were swinging at awful pitches, swinging early in counts. I mean, they didn't deserve to win. I mean, the Mets were much better, top to bottom. So, I kind of see where you're coming from.
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Whitney Cummings. Her Big Baby tour comes to Warner Theater in October, and also give you a chance to win a pair of Deftones tickets. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll do that next here on The Fan.